It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly sunny day today, beautiful mid-80s. Tomorrow, hazy and becoming humid. Late thunderstorms possible around 90. Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, hazy and humid, 80 to 85. And the current outlook for Saturday calls for partly sunny skies, less humid, 80 to 85 degrees. We'll get the full details on Pat's Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Residents in the village of Pawling will be represented in a different legislative district in the next election cycle. So will those in Rhinebeck, north of the village, and western LaGrange. Pleasant Valley, roughly 10,000 residents, will be split among four different representatives. The Dutchess legislative map has been redrawn. The Dutchess County Independent Reapportionment Committee drew those legislative district lines to go into use with the next election cycle. Dutchess County's Independent Reapportionment Commission recently submitted its map, rewriting the legislative landscape in the county in accordance with the most recent U.S. Census total. The full impact of the map is yet to be determined. While the lines for all 25 legislative districts have been redrawn, some more dramatically than others, the map only goes into effect with the next election, and legislators currently representing one district will have the ability to shift to run in another district if they choose. The question is, will the former Housatonic School become a body arts museum? That's just one pitch for the space. Proposals to revive that building that once housed the Housatonic School in the heart of the village area are in a story out of Great Barrington. They range from apartments by a Berkshire developer who vows to keep rents affordable for middle-income residents to hair and makeup museums. There's also a proposal by the Berkshire Innovation Center for a South County Hub, or BIC South, that would feature technology labs like a digital design studio. The four proposals came in response to a third try by town officials to find a new use for a historic building, a place that is packed with nostalgia for residents. Proposals come 16 years after the school district moved students to a new school off Route 7. The building was used for various purposes for a short time before it was abandoned. Connecticut Small Business Fund is open doors for business. If you're interested and you're a small business in the state of Connecticut, you can find out more information on the web at ctsmallbusinessboostfund.org. That is ctsmallbusinessboostfund.org. Some meetings and events coming up in our area for today. The Sharon Concert Series continues at the Veteran Field under the Lions Pavilion, with a concert in between 6 and 8 p.m. At the same time, Heather Matthews will have her little green bus delivering free books to people that want them. In North Canaan, at 7 p.m., there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Kent, the Board of Education, has a special meeting today at 5:45. The Kent Housing Plan Steering Committee meets tonight at 6:30. In Northeast, at 7:40, the Planning Board has a public hearing. In Dover, the Town Board regular meeting will be held from 6:30 till 8 p.m. Now this weekend, of course, the 15th Annual Traditional New England Clam Bake put on by the Jane Lloyd Fund will be held on July 30th from Satry Hill, 2 to 8 p.m. If there's tickets available, you can find them at the janelloydfund.org. But you don't need a ticket. The ticket is just for the clam bake and lobster bake. You can actually just show up and partake in hamburgers, hot dogs, grilled chicken, and liquid libation. Also, there's music that's being performed all day long. Once again, more information at the janelloydfund.org. Now, the Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield will feature an art display entitled The Painting Sisters. That will run through July 31st. You can view the exhibit on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursdays and Fridays until 7 p.m., with weekend showing Saturday from 10 until 2, and Sundays from 2 until 5 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,761.54, the NASDAQ at 11,562.58, and the S&P 500 at 3921.05. We'll take a look at the Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.